Current state on 90.5 WKAR, Mid-Michigan's meeting place for the informed, the caring, and the curious. I'm Mark Bayshore. On Monday, East Lansing's Eric and Nancy Schertzing joined me on Current State to look back on an unforgettable year. 2014 was the year Eric Schertzing decided to pursue a dream to represent Lansing and East Lansing in the U.S. Congress. The effort failed. The Democrat lost November's general election to Republican Mike Bishop, who today represents Michigan's 8th District at the U.S. Capitol. Despite the loss, both described the experience of running as an unforgettable honor. Today, Schertzing is again focused on his responsibilities as Ingham County Treasurer and Executive Director of the Ingham County Land Bank. Today, Current State airs the second part of that interview. I began by asking Eric and Nancy Schertzing if anything happened during the campaign that made them think they'd made a mistake.
No. It was an honor to be able to run. It was a wonderful experience. One of the terms I use that the kids tease me about still is that I called it an interesting process. Were there tough things? Were there tough days? Did you get down and trying to raise money that was so hard to raise? But always, it was a fascinating, an interesting process and a great experience to go through.
You're accustomed to dealing with us in the media. Was this experience different? Did the light shine brighter? Were there more microphones in your face?
Well, you know, it was a very different experience because the issues are so much broader, and you have to be more careful about what you say than, you know, probably I am as county treasurer or land bank chair. And, you know, it's more often about how you say things, you know, the energy and the empathy and the passion that you show. And my policy side likes to worry about the facts. And people vote generally more on emotions than they do on facts. And so that's a different person than I am naturally. And we tried to become what we needed to become. And, you know, Abby Clark and others were helpful in making me a good congressional candidate.
Nancy, can I jump in?
Continue,
because
yeah.
I have to say that there was a point. It was like 3 weeks into the campaign and Eric had lost 15 pounds. And I thought, what have we gotten ourselves into? Because the asking people for money is not something that he's comfortable doing.
I was thinking the rubber chicken circuit, you'd gain some pounds,
no,
but just the opposite.
It was the opposite. And it was emotionally, it was a steep, steep climb for us to jump in initially, I think.
Were you surprised then, Eric, at how much time and energy went into raising money? Were you not prepared for that?
Well, you know, most of what I was supposed to do as a congressional candidate was spend my time on the phone, generally, trying to raise money. I mean, that is 75% of what I did. I knew that going into it, but I'd never done it. So that was mentally, emotionally, physically exhausting. I got better at it over time, raised more money over time. But that, you know, that wasn't the ideal thought you have of being a congressional candidate. Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Eric and Nancy Schertzing about Eric's recent run for U.S. Congress and the decisions that went into that, as well as both of the campaigns, the primary and the general election. Is there a particular moment or encounter during the campaign, either the primary or the general, that you'll likely remember for a long time, Nancy?
I will remember having the opportunity to talk with my old boss, Jim Blanchard, and his fundraiser, Ron Thayer. Governor Blanchard and Janet hosted a fundraiser for Eric near the end of the campaign. And it was my opportunity to publicly thank them for opening up this world for me. That was my first job working for Governor Blanchard just out of college. And I was a small town, northern Michigan, you know, recent graduate, and they took a chance on me. And then to come back 30 years later and have them supporting my husband, and it was a great honor and touching.
I can imagine. What about you, Eric? Is there a moment from this whole process you're going to remember above all others?
You know, the most powerful thing, and it was fairly early in the process, but Nancy and others had helped put together a fundraiser at Red Cedar Distillery. And that was really where we invited this network of 30 years of, you know, friends and neighbors and family. And it was looking at the, you know, well over 100 people in that room, smiling, supportive, encouraging. It was just so powerful, you know, to know that you were doing something that brought that many people out, that they cared enough to show up on that. It was a little bit of a rainy day, I think. But, you know, they were writing checks and they were supporting the campaign wholeheartedly. And that's when you know anything is possible.
I want to talk about Election Day, the second Election Day, November 4th. Mentally, Nancy, where were you that day? Just in your head, in your heart.
Where were we physically? We were knocking on doors until dark, until after dark. When we went into this, we knew that this district was purposely drawn to favor a Republican candidate, and so we didn't go in thinking, oh, this is a shoo-in. You know, we knew it would be a lot of hard work. I was hoping that more people would turn out to vote. And so when we came in from knocking on doors and found out what the actual voting numbers were, it was hard to understand. And it is still hard to understand, because voting is something that we all have the right to do. And for every complaint that we have about our system, we have the power to change it if we go to the polls and vote. And if we don't, then we truly are abdicating our rights.
How big an issue was turnout in the 8th? I mean, would it have made the difference here between
defeat? It was the only thing that was ever going to make a difference. I mean, we knew when we got the turnout numbers that there was just no way to win. Democrats have the lower propensity to turn out. Republicans in this country should not be, I don't think, they're celebrating the people that turned out. What the Republicans in this country and in this district and in Michigan have to celebrate are the people that did not show up. And that's the difference between presidential and non-presidential years. And even in presidential years, our turnout is not what it should be. There should be a much greater push in this country for turnout to vote.
Were you emotionally preparing to lose the election?
Things weren't going as well as we needed them to go. You begin to understand that and sense that. But what a wonderful experience to be able to take part in democracy, in the greatest democracy in the world.
When it became obvious that Eric was going to lose, how did you process that, Nancy?
You know what, Mark? It's hard. It's hard for me to separate that. I mean, I think that I think my approach anyway is that we do what we can to make a difference in this world. And running for office is something that it's one way to make a difference, but it's not, the world doesn't turn or end, or we don't live or die on whether he wins or not. It is taking part in the process and doing your best to try to make the difference that matters. And so when it became more clear that probably Eric would not be the member representing the eighth district, I think that we were at peace with that because we knew that we had done everything that we could do.
I feel obligated to ask this next question. Were either of you, even to the slightest extent, relieved that you were not successful?
Sure, I was in part because, like I said, it would have changed everything for our family. And as much as I love Washington and as much as I want, as I did support his following his dream, it's very nice to have him able to go to swim meets, you know, here during the week and be able to drive the kids to school. Or one of the great gifts that this campaign gave us was the realization of what a great life we have. And I'm very grateful for that.
What about you, Eric? To any extent, any sense of relief that you did not win?
I wouldn't use that term. You know, one of the ways I would talk to folks, though, in the process is, you know, the worst-case scenario for Eric Schertzing was I was going to be blessed to continue being the Ingham County Treasurer. You know, that was the downside to losing a race mm-hmm. for Congress. Mm-hmm. I've still got the best job in the world.
Would you do it again? Do you intend to do it again?
I intend to run for elective office in 2016.
And we'll leave it at that.
Oh, man. I hate it when he does that.
It's most likely to be county treasurer.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You can discuss this and you can get back to us. How's
okay.
about
I how, think
how,
that's
does,
fair.
How does that fair. Sound? We want to thank both of our guests, Eric and Nancy Schertzing. We've been talking about Eric's run for Congress from Michigan's 8th District. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Mark.